Welcome back to the second half of this morning's Gone Outdoors. Kyle Agree and Scott Brewer of Brewer Agree Outdoors. Talking hunting, talking fishing, talking just about anything you can do outdoors. And we're gonna talk hunting this segment. We're very excited to hear from a friend of ours, Mr. Bernie Behringer. He is a bear hunting outfitter, and he happens to have just recently returned from a pretty exciting Manitoba spring bear hunt. Bernie, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome.
It is great to have you on, and I'm not going to lie, both of us are a little bit excited to hear about this Manitoba bear hunt, and I want to have you tell us about it, but for a lot of us in the States, we think of bear hunting as a early fall activity. You went on a spring hunt. What's the difference between spring and fall and the different seasons in different locations?
You know, there is quite a bit of difference between spring and fall. Most of the Canadian provinces have spring bear hunts, and they typically start about the first to the middle of May, you know, when the snow is off and the bears are out, and then they go through the middle to the end of June. And it's a fun time to hunt. And it's a lot different than the fall, because in the fall, you know, you're competing with a lot of natural foods. There's acorns and berries and things like that. And in the spring, the bears come to the baits more readily because there's not as much natural food. And then the other thing that's a little bit of a, well, it's a positive and a negative. The days are so long that, you know, in the fall, you have so much trouble with nocturnal bears that won't come to the bear, to the bait, I'm sorry, during the daylight. Well, up there in Canada, you're like where I was at, it didn't get dark till like 10:30. At night, and it's daylight again at 4 a.m. So, you know, that's another thing about the spring bear hunts is it's long days and long time on stand, but the bears come and go. You know, most, if you're with a good outfitter, you're going to probably see multiple bears every day. And that's one of the fun parts about it is, you know, shooting a bear is really fun, and that, and I love bear meat, and it's nice to have a bear rug and everything like that. But just observing them and just being in the stand and being a part of the whole experience for hours at a time and usually pretty nice weather, it's a real fun way to hunt.
You know, Bernie, I got a kind of a little personal question for you. Being a outfitter guide in Minnesota, where you do some bear hunting and take other people out, going up into Manitoba and doing a guided trip or a trip through an outfitter up there. Were you up there taking down notes? Were you looking at their processes, the things, see what you could learn from them? Besides learning the bears, which it sounds like you had a lot of time for, did you learn more about your craft as to what you do in the fall?
You know, I think I learned a little bit of something, a nugget or two on every hunt, whether it's a hunt that I'm doing myself or with an outfitter. And you know, I've been writing for Bear Hunting Magazine for quite a few years, so I've done a lot of bear hunts in Canada, spring hunts and so forth, and I'm still learning. But I like to pick outfitters who are really students of the bears, and so we can sit around the campfire and really dive deep into bear behavior and baiting strategy and things like that. And it's one of the reasons why I picked Canadian Wilderness Outfitters. This is the second time I've been there. And last time was 2018, and I shot a 400-pound bear last time. And this time I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go and not put pressure on myself to shoot a big one or anything. And I end up passing a bear on the first day that most people, when they see the video, they're like, you are out of your mind. But I just didn't want to end my hunt that soon, you know.
Wow, that's a pretty cool scenario to be in. Bernie, tell us a little more about your hunt. We're curious. I know you harvested a bear, so how did things progress over the time you were hunting?
Well, it was real interesting because it started out really hot. It was like 85 degrees the first day when I got on stand in the afternoon, and windy too. And the interesting thing about bears that's different than a lot of other animals, you see more bear activity when the weather's just nice, not hot, not cold, not windy, whatever. It feels like when you're sitting in a stand and you're going, wow, what a beautiful day to just be sitting in the woods. That's the days you see the most bear. They seem to like the same weather that we do. And And so they weren't moving very good that first night until right before dark. And the second day was in the 80s again. And I did see some bears and thought about shooting one and had some smaller ones that came and went. And then the third day it snowed. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding. How can,
wow.
I mean, yeah, it went from 80 degrees to snowing in about less than 48 hours. And it was crazy. So I had both extremes of the weather. I still saw some bears. And then the fourth day was nice. Again, it was, I think the high was in the 50s. But the sun came out in the afternoon. And it was just a real pleasant day. And then I had multiple bears come in and ended up shooting a nice male that was a little over 200 pounds. And it's a great representative bear with had beautiful hide and pelt on it. So it'll make a really nice mount or rug, whichever I decide to do with it. I got lots of meat for bear sausage.
Sounds like a great experience. Wow. That, I mean, just every aspect you described sounds like a lot of fun and something that a lot of folks would look forward to. And maybe that's where we should take it next, Bernie, is just, we've got a lot of listeners here that may be interested. Maybe they've not ever hunted bear before. Maybe they've done it sparingly. What are some of the recommendations you might have? You're an outfitter, so you kind of know the process as far as time frames to plan and what to plan for, that type of thing.
Well, the first recommendation I would give is be careful because it's really addictive. And, you know, I mean, for me, it was over 20 years ago, I went on my first bear hunt. And I'm like, okay, I'm a whitetail bow hunter. I just want to shoot a bear with a bow and get a bear rug. I'll check that off my list and move on to the next thing. Well, it didn't exactly work out that way. I've killed 38 bears now, so I'm pretty well into it. And it's pretty addictive. And especially Canadian bear hunts are just, they're really fun. And you see a lot of animals and you just get to see a lot of interaction and stuff. You know, in most Canadian provinces, you have to go with an outfitter. In fact, the Ministry of Natural Resources in all of the provinces that are, you know, close to the Midwest, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Ontario, the Natural Resources actually allocates the tags through the outfitters. And so you have to go through an outfitter. So that's the first thing you got to know. And there's a wide variety of pricing. And it's just like anything else, you know, if you want to pay a little more, you're going to have a little better quality hunt and better accommodations, better food, you know how it is. But there's a lot of different options. You know, you can camp, and some of them are a little cheaper, and you can camp and provide your own food. But you have to, the outfitters typically have to take you to the stand and pick you up from the stand. And I would, man, I'll tell you what, just do it. It's just one of those things that if you've ever thought, you know, it kind of sounds like fun, just do it. And it really is a great experience. It's ideal for bow hunting because you're typically under 20 yards, and the shots are, you know, anybody can make a shot like that with a bow, crossbow hunters as well. So that's my encouragement, is put it on your list. And, you know, it takes a long time to draw a tag in a lot of these Midwestern states. Like Minnesota, it's 3 to 7 years to draw a tag. Wisconsin is up to 11 years to draw a tag now. And I should draw Michigan this year with 6 points. So I'm going to be hunting in Michigan in the end of September. But you can just book a hunt in Canada and go. You don't have to wait for any kind of a drawing or anything.
That is fantastic. Bernie Barringer, bear hunting outfitter, bear hunting author, bear hunting expert extraordinaire. Bernie, we greatly appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. If folks want to find more about your outfitting business and the things you do, where can they find that?
Go to berniesbearcamp.com, or you can, my YouTube channel is The Bow Hunting Road. If you go to YouTube, go to The Bow Hunting Road, and you can actually watch videos of this hunt in Manitoba that we're talking about.
Fantastic. Bernie, thanks for sharing your expertise and your time with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Folks, don't go away. We've got more Gone Outdoors yet to come. We'll take a quick break and be right back.